I want to leave far, but it's hard to get caught and I know I can't stay forever. And you know you could at least call, but you sent a text and I know the way I made you feel. I ain't never felt this small, like a lupus dust in the wind on stormy weather. But at least by this fall, butterfly clips on my room won't be there still. I want to see the leaves fall, but it's starting to get cold and I know I can't stay forever. Hey, you know you could at least call, but you sent a text and I know the way I made you feel.
Welcome to TSB Goes to the Movies. I am Alex at TSB Pod. He is Ski at TSB Ski. He is King at Jeromney. Tweet at one of us if you want us to watch your movie. Also join our Discord, Sports Brewery in Discord. That is the best place to give us suggestions for movies. That's where we got our suggestion this week. We did not do the sports podcast this week, but usually we do that on Thursdays or Wednesdays or whatever. It's on Twitch, twitch.tv/abrog87. If you follow it, you'll get a notification when we go live and you can join the chat and BS with us. It's a good time. Movie this week is your movie. It comes from Duck Duck Chef in the Discord, and it is The Sandlot. Came out 1993, currently on Disney Plus. I think it's also on Netflix. I think it's also on Hulu. Like, The Sandlot is available to you if you'd like to watch it and haven't seen it. If you haven't seen The Sandlot, go see The Sandlot.
I find it hard to believe that someone has not seen Sandlot.
I know that I feel the same way. Well, someone like our age, especially, like I get it. Like, there's some kids out there who probably haven't seen it, but I would imagine their parents have shown them this movie at some point.
That's
too.
So exactly the point. Yeah.
So check out the scores for this movie. This has a 65% on Rotten Tomatoes. It has a 7.8 on IMDb and a 55 on Metacritic. That is surprising. Like, I looked up, because I saw that, and I looked up, you know, how can it be possible that somebody gave this movie, like, a really bad score? And there was a whole, it seemed like a whole bunch of critics back when this came out were super duper overthinking it. Like, it, so which makes sense, I guess, but this is a cult movie. Like, it absolutely is. It is a movie that people our age grew up in the 90s. This is a staple for them, this movie. Especially if you're into sports at all. Like, there's so many lines in this movie that are just classic lines that I still say to this day.
Well, the crazy thing for us also is that not only did this movie come out in 93, but Rookie of the Year came out the same year. I think the thing I was reading was saying how Rookie of the Year, when it came out, was perceived as the bigger, better movie compared to this.
I could see that.
Yeah. It had the
stars. It was definitely bigger budget, would be my guess. You know, big. It
had Ken Griffey.
Everything was bigger about it. Exactly.
It had the big unit.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that. I mean,
Gary Busey in it.
Gary Busey.
We're having this conversation right now, and it is reminding me that like 3 or 4 year span is when all of the good baseball movies came out.
Little Big League must have been a year or two at two.
Major League came out around then.
Major League was like 89.
I said 3 or 4 years. This is 1993. Uh-huh. Come on, give me some credit.
Field of Dreams. Three not or good, but came
no,
out.
No, but they all came out in that era. Like Bull Durham was before then. That was like earlier 80s, but like still like the golden age of baseball movies. And then since then, it's like, I mean, we don't really need to make baseball movies anymore. They're perfect. We did that.
What was the last baseball movie? Like, not, you know, like 42 more historical, you know, non really historical baseball movie that came out.
Moneyball, Fever Pitch. I liked Fever Pitch, by the way. Do you remember Fever Pitch?
Yes.
But that was like what? Oh, that came out a couple years after 04? World
yeah,
Series?
Yeah. I think something like that. Yeah.
And then what was it? One with Quaid, The Rookie. That one must have been mid 2000s. Yeah.
What was it? Keanu Reeves baseball movie?
Hardball.
I skipped that
the
one.
The Mighty Ducks ripoff, pretty much.
Yeah, I missed that one too.
Yeah, that one escaped my viewing. Weird.
I can't believe it.
I guess that you're right, though. That might be the last, like, actual kind of kids forward, maybe, baseball movie that's come out. Everything else is more geared towards adults, really.
Yep. All right. So to the cast, it's a big cast, and I had to. There's a bunch of people we don't know other than from this movie, but you got to name them because they are important people in this movie. Tom Geary plays Smalls. Mike Vitar plays Benny the Jet Rodriguez. Patrick Renna plays Ham. Patrick Renna, big on TikTok nowadays, I'm told.
Absolutely.
Chauncey Leopardi played Squints. Marty York. Yeah, go ahead.
Is he maybe the biggest of all the kid cast?
Like, no.
Like, career-wise? Patrick like, I...
Ham? He was... Dude, he had his own soccer movie after this. He was in a bunch of stuff.
Squints was in Houseguest. I think he was in First Kid as well, in back-to-back Sinbad movies. And then he was just in that Logic music video from like 4 or 5 years ago, the one with Eminem.
So, I think he's big in the cannabis business now, too, if I remember correctly.
Good business to be in.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Marty York played Yeah Yeah. Brandon Quinton Adams played Kenny DeNunez. Grant Gelt played Bertram. Victor DiMatteo played Timmy. Shane Obadinsky played Tommy. Dennis Leary played Bill, the stepdad. Karen Allen played Mom. James Earl Jones played Mr. Myrtle. Art LaFleur played the babe. And last but not least, Marley Shelton played Wendy Peppercorn. This movie was narrated by, written by, and directed David Mickey Evans, who also wrote and directed Radio Flyer and Sandlot 2, also directed that Sinbad movie First Kid you mentioned, Ski. also directed Ace Ventura Pet Detective Jr.
Ooh, which
what?
Another one I missed, oddly enough. I don't know. Yeah.
I believe it was in between when they came back with Daniels and Carrie's second one, and in between the one where they had the two other guys play like the younger version of them. I think it was right in between
Dumb and Dumber.
The Dumb and Dumber
prequel. Yeah.
Prequel one, I think it was right between that.
He also directed Beethoven's Third and Beethoven's Fourth. What a resume. You have an all-time...
Who's the lead actor in Beethoven? Like Dave Grobin or something?
Oh,
the dad.
I know who you're talking about. You said Grobin, and now
it's Grodin.
Grodin. Charles Grodin?
Charles Grodin, yeah.
Grodin.
Yeah. That guy's great.
Yeah.
Eternal curmudgeon.
Yeah, Charles Grodin. Perfect. Yeah. All right, let's see. So, by the way, little trivia on this movie. Mike Vitar, who played Benny the Jet Rodriguez, has been a Los Angeles firefighter since 2002. Interesting note. Also, there was a lawsuit from this movie. Michael Polydorus sued the producers of the movie in 20th Century Fox because he said Squints was based on him. Like, he apparently grew up with David Mickey Evans and said it caused him shame and humiliation. He lost. He also lost on appeal. My question to him, how do you feel shame and humiliation having Squints based on you? Because Squints is arguably the coolest fucking character in this movie. Arguably. Squints gets with Wendy Peppercorn in the end. Squints plays shortstop, right? Doesn't he play shortstop?
No. Benny plays short.
No, Benny does not play in the field. Benny is hitting in every scene of this movie or running.
No, they have the one scene where they're playing against the other like Little League team.
Yeah.
He's playing in the field.
Is he?
I'm pretty sure I see him out there.
Yeah. Wow. We gotta fucking figure this out.
Cause I feel like in that scene, all they do is they show them hitting. They're just circling the bases.
Yeah. All they do is hit and then
everyone
Ham
bats
talks,
around.
And
yeah.
then Ham talks shit.
No, they like throw some tags down, like they're tagging guys out at second and stuff like
oh,
that.
Oh no, they did have a good slide montage.
Slide montage as well. Yeah, that's right. Some are safe, yeah. But
yeah, playing baseball in jeans, man. That's a whoo. Woo, I wouldn't do it.
PF Flyers.
Yeah, PF Flyers and jeans. Oh. Yeah, that intro scene, which by the way, we can talk about pickles all day long. Like pickles were not a thing other than when this movie came out. Like pickles have not been a thing since 1993. Like nobody talks about pickles. Nobody's getting in a pickle. Like it's not a thing. Pickles and baseball are dead. But like the opening scene where he like Benny wins the pickle and they show the close up on the black PF Flyers, fucking oh yeah. That look is so good. Oh my god, gangster!
It is. I will say something about those days. There was some good aesthetics coming out of those times.
Oh yeah. Oh absolutely.
Yeah. By the way, like the completely unbuttoned up Dodgers jersey too.
Oh,
like
yeah.
While he's playing, that's legit. Very legit. Yeah, whoever like cast this movie and got the kids that they got is like deserves the Oscar, right? Like I think they're adding casting Oscars now, like recently or something like that. But man, like to be able to find all these kids and have them match the way they matched is just like it's a work of art, man, because every kid for the part was perfect, like literally perfect. Every single one of them. Like, I don't know. It was.
I think the one unfair thing about the movie is they gave, we're talking aesthetics, they gave everyone a pretty good look except for Ham.
Yeah.
Ham looks like shit. Like he's wearing a nice old Yankees lid, but he kind of looks like shit.
Well, maybe that was the time. I mean, if you go back then, there wasn't as many overweight people, especially kids. Maybe they're
sticking true.
It's sticking true, maybe. Yeah, like a
real period piece.
Kid.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, large is the biggest they went, and large is like a small now.
That's fair enough. That's fair enough.
No, you're right though, because they gave that kid way too small of shorts, like way too small of pants. Like what's going on? Like, why are you like forcefully having this kid with a muffin top in this movie? You don't have to do that. You don't have to. Like, you're a movie studio. You can get wardrobe on this.
But at least they cast him right, and he was the catcher. I mean, that's...
But, I guess you can... By the way, that scene where they're playing the other team, you know, they had that whole montage of him, like, talking shit to everybody and, you know, saying, is that your sister out there? Like, think you blah, blah, blah. He dropped every single pitch, like every single one of them.
Because I'm trying to see if you could definitely tell some of the kids,
yeah,
definitely did not like. I guess the guy that was suing about squints. Squints is awful athlete. I mean, his swing is terrible. I mean, I get it. And the same with him. It's like, yeah, you do some movie magic to make them all look passable. But my God, yeah.
Well, I will say too, the baseball in general, because we talk about that every time we do a sports movie, like does the sport look good? And the sport looks good. Like I think they did a good job with the baseball in this movie. Like you said it though, like every single pitch, like every single scene where somebody's hitting a ball, the ball is like up here. It's like above their head, and for some reason they're swinging at it
just
and
extending the zone.
Yes, dude.
When they're playing that other little league team, one of the twins has like the absolute worst. It looks like he's push bunting up the line,
yep.
But he's not. He's just swinging, and I'm like, he's not beating. That's not happening. Yeah. He's not beating that out. That's not surprising.
You can't fool me. That wasn't a real. That
not
wasn't
real.
A bunt.
Not a real baseball play.
Not a bunt.
I was the two, you know, Benny looks like an athlete, and then Nunez pitching. They were like, all right,
oh, yeah.
We need a pitcher. They're going to be shown a lot. Who looks the best throwing? Like, all right, you look really good. So
the
old timey wind up.
Oh,
yeah.
So clean.
I feel like
such
kid,
a clean wind up.
The kid in the LA Angels hat who disappeared as a hippie. I feel like he turned a couple double plays at second base.
He had a nice little turn there.
Yeah, nice little footwork. You know?
I, yo, I would,
I would love to talk to the guy that wrote this and just ask him why and did you come up and how did you come up with just like that? You just write that kid off. He just got real into the 60s and disappeared.
It's kind of fucked up when you think about it, right?
It's hilarious.
Like, we never heard
did he
from
OD?
Him again.
What happened? What happened to him?
Did he become a cult leader? Is he, you know, yep. Like, what?
He's like Son of Sam or whatever. Like, what? You could have written anything.
And that's the thing. And it's supposed to be, you know, like, oh, the two twins became like big architects and stuff, and everyone's doing cool stuff. And like, this guy just fell with the wrong crowd, did a bunch of drugs.
I almost wonder if that guy was like, that kid was like a pain in the ass or didn't pay attention very well. So he was supposed to like be a kid who ended up like going to Harvard. And the guy's like, no, screw you. No. You're getting lost in the 60s, you bum.
He was the big chief kid. That kid's not going to Harvard.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of that, though, speaking of the like the future thing, so Benny the Jet Rodriguez plays for the Dodgers. Like, his dream.
Well, little racist, but all right. They gave him that mustache, and it's like, eh.
Yeah, the mustache.
The mustache.
Why is it racist, Ski?
Oh, he just has to play for the Dodgers.
Yeah, it's a little. Yeah. Yeah.
The Doyers?
Yeah, they were playing on the Dodgers.
He wasn't playing with the Giants or the Angels. He's with the Doyers here. Uh-huh, with his little mustache.
Also, future job, Smalls becomes the play-by-play guy for the Dodgers. I'm sorry. Are we just going to sit here and act like Vin Scully wasn't the play-by-play guy for the Dodgers for like 80 years?
And his call of Benny the Jet stealing home was terrible. That
brutal.
Was atrocious.
Brutal. You know,
who was the guy that played the older Smalls there too? Wasn't he, I thought he was part of like he was like part of the movie, like something else in it, but yeah.
Yeah, he's friends with somebody. That's how he got that role, for sure. He's bad.
He's bad. Yeah,
we've heard a lot of play-by-play with baseball. And
safe!
It's sort of, it's sort of the, I would argue, baseball, like, you have to be the best of the best to be able to do baseball. Like, you have to have an amazing voice. You have to be able to tell stories at the drop of a hat. You have to be funny. You have to be entertaining because you're talking for 3 hours. And Vin Scully, especially, like, he's talking by himself for 3 hours. That's crazy. Like, you have to be an amazing human being to be able to do something like that. And if you're going to be a major league play-by-play guy, you have to be elite. Like, really, really elite.
Shout out to Joe Buck.
Yeah.
That's what you're really just trying to say.
What I've been driving towards. Absolutely. Yep.
Big ups to Bob Costas.
How about Yukes? He's been doing it since he retired. Like 40, 50 years now, too.
They did. So, you know, the whole movie revolves around Babe Ruth as well. And so early 90s, this is how we knew about Babe Ruth, but this movie sort of, and then the John Goodman Babe Ruth movie came out. Yeah. But this movie was sort of like, hey, kids in the 90s, Babe Ruth was the best baseball player ever. And you're like, all right. I mean, I kind of like Griffey, but you know, whatever. Sure. And then so we hear this story of like Babe Ruth calling a shot and, you know, like hitting a monstrous home run. Like, did you notice the scene in this movie where they talked about that? So like the narrator's talking about, you know, the Babe calls his shot. It was the shot heard round, blah, blah, blah. He hit a monstrous 400-foot home run. Yeah. It's like
very quaint. There's
400 feet. Yeah. That's not a home run in a lot of stadiums.
No.
Like, what?
There's a couple historical things like that, but yeah. I will say the Babe came out the year before the Sandlot. So
really?
Maybe. But the other big thing, the other huge thing in this movie that they try to, you know, throw that fastball right by you.
Also, that story's not real. That's been proven real.
But
he didn't call his shot. Yeah. Anyway.
The whole, you know, James Earl Jones character, right? They're trying to equate it that Babe Ruth actually played against black players, which he did not.
That's a really good point that I didn't think of.
I'm trying to remember. Was he wearing like his Yankees gear in that picture with James Earl Jones?
Yeah, because it's a picture where they superimposed James Earl. That's supposed to be Jimmy Fox. They just superimposed him in. It's a real photograph.
Real photo.
Yes.
I guess I didn't pay attention. I guess looking back, I would have thought. I always thought it was like in the minors or something, but he was very much.
Yeah. The only thing I think that could have possibly happened is there could have been like exhibition games against
barnstorming,
Negro League teams, barnstorming stuff like that. But to try to pass it off like, oh, I played with the Babe, like no, Babe Ruth played against zero black.
Yeah,
zero.
No, they don't want to open up that. They don't want to open up that book for that movie. They're like, you want to know what? We'll overlook this historical inaccuracy.
It's like James Earl Jones is so good. Let's just rewrite history. We have to.
Yeah.
Also, he had the baseball that was signed by all of the 27 Yankees or whatever, the 1927 Murderers Row. I would argue half the team probably wouldn't sign a black dude's baseball. To your point, I would argue maybe more than that because they're racist. You know what? I never put that together until you just mentioned it to me, Ski. That is amazing because it's such a big feel good part of this movie is that storyline. It's like, yeah, I knew George and I was better than him too. It's like,
oh, you mean George?
You mean George?
By the way, like Smalls explaining to every single kid in 1993 who George Herman Ruth was. Like, yes, George Herman Ruth, Babe Ruth. Oh, thanks, Smalls. Because I'm fucking 10 and I don't understand that.
I mean, the other thing, I know he's his stepdad. I will, first off, maybe the only role where Dennis Leary's not just like a complete dickhead. He's actually like a...
He's like a good dude.
He's a stepdad coming in, you know, doing all this. But if you think about the times too, those group of kids going into a black guy's house and stuff like that, it's a kid's movie. You're obviously not going to be... But they're in suburban, you know, wherever, suburban LA or whatever fucking California they're at. But it's like, I guess... They are friends of the black kid and all that, so I guess it looks away, but I don't know what Smalls, of all people, with Dennis Leary would have...
Dennis Leary's character, like, you're absolutely right. Finally, like, the only role he's ever played where he's not an asshole, and he's, like, a good dude. Like, how many times in movies do you have a stepdad who's just, like, a really good stepdad and, like, really loves the mom and... really like wants to connect with the kid and like just a good dude.
I don't think you've seen the deleted scenes before he gives him the ball signed by Murderers Row.
The deleted
Dennis Leary just beats the absolute shit out of Smalls for losing his ball.
Yeah.
They missed that.
I'm sure, yeah.
that was just hard parenting back then.
Yeah.
Just absolutely tore the kid
like
up.
A roll of quarters in a sock and just like Yeah.
Not even back then. Back then, you could just open punch kids. And you'd have to use, like, phone books and things that wouldn't leave bruises.
Jesus, Ski.
That's the times, man.
Yeah, man.
Spreads out the surface area that you're hitting. You
exactly.
Know?
Yeah. Hey, you can't turn a blind eye to our past here.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we're asking the tough questions with the Sandlot podcast.
Yes.
Racism, child abuse. Why were they not addressing that in this movie?
Exactly. God, that's man, I would say also the other, you get Karen Allen in a movie, maybe a little bit more usage. Don't need a ton more, but maybe just a little more.
It was fine. Yeah. I thought anything more with the parents might have felt like too much because they are the stars in this movie, like James Earl Jones, Dennis Leary, Karen Allen. But, like, the movie's not about them, and so I feel like if you added more, it would have made it weird. I don't know. Best Fourth of July scene ever in a movie?
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In any movie? I mean, the Ray Charles...
The song is perfect.
Yeah. It really is like that is one of the more perfect scenes in a movie, period. Like Smalls or not Smalls, Ham running out of his house, grabbing two hot dogs, like them running down the street. I don't know how they did it, by the way, because there's like hundreds of those, the same fireworks going off at the same time. I don't know how you do that. Like you can't light all of those at the same time and have them going off. I've tried to do like three or four of them and it doesn't work out. Like, but that was incredible. They run down and then they're playing in the dark. Everybody looks up at the fireworks, the clearly CGI'd fireworks over the field.
Yes,
but like,
what would you call it? Like, where would you slot this movie in for? Is this just a summer movie? What is it more? Would you see it as a 4th of July, like maybe midsummer movie? It's kind of
midsummer classic.
Midsummer classic. Yeah.
Feels like a 4th of July movie. Yeah, it sounds right. Like baseball season is happening. It has the best 4th of July scene.
Yeah, like you're not watching this movie in the wintertime. This movie does nothing to you in the winter. No. But if you're, you know, summer's kicking off, like I said, school gets out.
No.
Throw this movie on.
I'm baking like a toasted cheeser here, Benny. Yeah. Seriously. I say that. Nobody knows what the hell I'm talking about, but I still say that.
Yeah. I did forget.
Give the fat kid those lines.
Yeah. I did forget how many times they dropped the "You're killing me, Smalls" line.
Yeah.
It was like more of like a 3-time thing. Yeah. In my head, it was just a 1-time iconic.
Right.
No, it was just kind of a conversational piece.
He kept saying it. Yeah. The first time was the s'more scene. Like the, how can I have some more of something if I haven't had anything yet? Yeah. Classic.
So the whole point is Smalls, is he a loser or is he just
a nerd?
Just so in the dark? Yeah, is he a nerd or is he just so gullible or like just hasn't done anything really?
I think his dad dying makes him not the loser. It's like, well, this is why. It's not just that he's the new kid in town.
He's innocent almost is what it is.
Yeah, just his life was, the axis were tipped at a very early age. And this is when it realigned.
Yep.
Because if he had a normal dad and was just working at, Sears, he'd be a loser. But his dad died, so it makes him a sympathetic character, one ripe for personal growth.
And Benny taking sympathy on him for no good reason at all just changed his life, which is why they're best friends.
I will say, probably my biggest critique of the movie is Smalls as an adult wearing that stupid
hat.
Him in the box is just actually not good. From what we said, he bad calling the game. The thumbs up is a little overdone in that.
Like and a bunch of Yankees pictures in the Dodgers press box. No,
well, because like yeah,
not gonna happen.
The movie does a really good job of being like sentimental and like a good feel good story. But that last like 3 minutes in the box, it's just hits you over the head a little hard.
Yeah. Sort of my point on the adult part. Like whenever they brought that adult part into it, it was cheesy and dumb. Like when it was just the kids, it was great. Have you guys seen, I stumbled on it on YouTube a few days ago, like oddly enough. It was like a breakdown of the 5 most unrealistic baseball scenes in history. And number 1 was The Sandlot, because of Benny the Jet Rodriguez, 1, outrunning a dog, which you can't outrun a dog. Dogs are faster than you. It doesn't matter, especially a big dog like that. But 2, hitting the ball directly into Small's glove. 3, breaking the peel off of the baseball or whatever, the skin off of the baseball. But hitting a ball directly into a glove up in the air like that is impossible.
definitely not impossible, but the odds of doing it that right then.
Like you need a fungo.
Yes.
That's 20-year assistant coach with a fungo.
Oh,
yeah. And he can get it within a hula hoop circle. The odds of hitting the glove pretty small, but yeah,
it's amazing.
I will say
he's gonna hit him in the head before he's gonna hit the glove. No. Like,
but like I just saw a video. It was like you said, got to be some vet assistant coach that hits fungos a million a day. They're doing like instead of having a catcher throw down on like steals to practice, you know, like digs and stuff, this guy is just hitting little, you know, short hops to him, to the guys covering second base. It's like, all right, this guy's putting on the bag every time he swings it. It's doable. It's definitely doable.
I'm saying not with the air that ball got. Like you can be precise. You can hit like a seed and hit a spot, but like with the air and the, you know, the time that the ball's in the air, like there's no fucking way.
That's why he's the Jet.
That's why he's a legend.
He's in the bigs, man. Yeah.
He pickled the beast. I mean, what are we talking about here?
But they had Sandlot as number one most unrealistic things that happen in baseball.
In a baseball movie.
Have they not seen Major League Back to the Minors?
I was just gonna
no
say
one that. In that movie could throw
are they
a baseball.
Familiar with the Salt Lake City buzz.
And they did mention Rowan Gardner with the arm. Like they said the velocity of the pitch to be able to throw it on a line from the outfield stands, it would have had to have been like 178 miles an hour or something like that. So
yeah.
I love that. I love shit like that. Did this movie get you guys into Chew?
No, that was later.
Too young doing that stuff. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
But it glorified it. When they busted out that scene, I could taste the red man. Even though they were Big Chief or whatever they were. Gag reflex, man. I hate that.
Were you a beach nut guy then? Instead?
I hated all that variety of Chew. That stuff. Longleaf is nasty.
Longleaf's the best.
I mean, it's fun if you wrap it in if you do this.
Francona.
Yeah, you wrap it in some gum. Okay, but.
No. And I definitely wouldn't say it glorified it because it had the opposite effect to
it did,
them all puking. Yeah.
But that scene, was another one of the scenes in this movie that where they had like a perfect song match to it. Like they had tequila playing. They had, you know, it was just like them going around in circles, slowly getting sick, then throwing up on everybody was just.
Everything was perfect. And even the songs at the pool too. Great. Yep. Whoever was the, music consultant or whoever came in to do it all. Fantastic job.
All of it was perfect. Yep. He had kissed a woman. He had kissed her.
Kissed her hard. He kissed her long.
Kissed her hard. He kissed her good.
Yeah.
And 9 kids. I love that. Again, how do you feel shame and humiliation being tied to that character? You cannot. Forever. Come on, man. So you're killing me, Smalls. Forever. Yeah. Some classics.
I will say the part that I always overlook it because I don't really care about it as much, but it actually takes up a lot is just everything involving trying to retrieve the ball, like everything in the clubhouse or the treehouse. It actually goes on a lot longer than I remember because I kind of just, I'm there for the baseball and all that and then kind of post that, but it kind of drags a little bit. I know it's supposed to be cool fun for kids, like, oh, I'll have different ways with the vacuum and the connector sets. Yeah, I get it, but as more of an adult, it's annoying to me now.
Yeah, no, I remember the chase scene being shorter, where he's running away from the beast. That went much longer than I thought it did. But yeah, it was fine with me.
Ran all the way through the valley. Yeah,
I did. Yeah. Again, you're not outrunning a dog that big. You're just not. You're just not. I don't care who you are. Kenny Lofton is getting caught by that dog. You know? Ricky Henderson would probably beat up the dog, but why didn't you just come up to my door?
Ricky would have caught the dog, chase the dog himself. It would turn around and ran.
You think you could chase Ricky? You can't chase Ricky.
Ricky
chases.
Ricky does chasing.
Ricky does a chasing.
I'm Hercules. I'm the beast. I'm the beast.
I'm Hercules.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. All right, I guess we should grade this. Another line I say is I blame myself. I got that from this movie. Yeah. It's a great line.
Sneaky one.
It's a sneaky one. Yep. Yep. We've been going about this all wrong. I blame myself. So good. All right. So this movie comes from Duck Duck Chef in our Discord. It is our listener movie. Who wants to grade it first?
What's it out of this week?
Let's go five. Fourth five? Of July. Let's go five. That makes sense.
I'll give it a 4th of July out of 5.
Oh, I like that. I'm going to give this movie a 5.
Oh.
I watched it and enjoyed it as much as I did when I was a kid. This movie is so good. It really is good. Like it's a feel good movie. And it's got good baseball, it's got great kid actors. If you get great kid actors in a movie and like an ensemble like this, it's so rare. Like if you get that to work, fuck, you're a great movie. And this is a great movie.
The 4th of July scene, I'll hurry up before Ski can go. The 4th of July scene is so like iconic, I didn't realize it, that my 10-year-old knows that scene and has not seen the movie.
Really?
It's just like a TikTok, YouTube staple in short bursts. Yeah,
it's amazing. You know. It's amazing.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a double 4th of July, a 4.4.
Oh!
Topper over here.
I think it would sneak maybe into my top. Top 5 for sure, baseball movie ever.
Easy.
Maybe
easy.
Sneaks into top 3. I think right on the edge of it. Yeah, so.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. Great.
It's a perfect. It's like I'm overselling perfect, but it's a pretty perfect movie.
Yes, it is.